This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. COVID has certainly changed our lives and our planet. There has been a worldwide decrease in air pollution, leading to an improvement in the ozone layer. But while air is cleaner, we've hugely increased disposables that can worsen the health of the planet. Of course, the problem is that disposable PPE has become a life-saving public health necessity. Each day I care for patients, I use at least 2 masks and countless numbers of plastic gloves. I often wear a plastic face mask. My colleagues wear white protective coveralls and blue isolation gowns. Many of these gowns and disposable masks are made from what is called SMS, or spun-bound melt-blown, a disposable fabric made from polypropylene. The use of all of these products is skyrocketing, and all of these products end up being thrown out and never used again. As I work around the world, I have seen many countries where disposable gloves and gowns are washed and reused. Surgical gloves are washed in a bleach product and hung up on a clothesline to dry until ready for their next use. And it's not just PPE that we dispose of. There are respiratory tubes, syringes, bandages, empty bottles of hand sanitizer, and much more. According to the United Nations, it can be expected that around 75% of the used masks and other pandemic-related waste will end up in landfills or floating in the ocean. China itself, with the largest population in the world, produces 240 tons of medical waste daily. As we hear all of the pro and con arguments around face masks, they never involve any discussion of environmental sustainability. Parking lots, state parks, playgrounds, and beaches are littered with single-use face masks that have been carelessly discarded. In contrast, reusable cloth masks can be washed and reused, creating far less trash. Polypropylene takes 30 years to decompose, and before it does, the masks will end up in our water, and they can cause problems for animals and fish and birds. Now add to that plastic bags. For extra precaution, many people bag PPE rather than placing it loosely in dumpsters or unlined trash bins. This will help minimize potential coronavirus exposure for custodial staff and family members and solid waste workers and others, but now we have the waste of plastic bags that also don't easily degrade. Single-use PPE is just not a sustainable practice. We need to invest in research and development for new PPE materials that reduce waste generation, and also we need to look for ways to recycle existing PPE. But there are some small steps we can take at home and work right now. We can make or buy reusable plastic masks. We can refill those sanitizer bottles, and we can dispose of PPE safely. Even these small steps, when added up across a big population, can make a huge difference. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.